Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Marazi Sheyichyu, and for Ruth Victoria Bat Tehila Rovida, Sasha Chola Yisrael, and the schus Moshe Ben Peshtin Arisol Moshe Mordechai, Brachot Zachum Haseidem, Ritzu Ben Ezer, Sedez Ben Ezer, Dorit Shubala Ben Rachel, Brachot Zachum Haseidem, Shumayam Tishnar Chalea, Brachot Zachum Haseyadab, and for Sarah Leib and Sarifka, for Shalom Shalom Israel, Ram Yosef Ben Chana, for Shalema. We're going to be learning the parasha of the hitting of the rack, famous parasha. So much has been said, what more can be said? Well, we will see. And this is based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Hagana Dabar Deitzog Manzatzal, chapter 20, verse 11, Parakof Yer Aleph. Vayarim Moshe es yado, vayachis hasela v'matehu pa'amayim, v'yitzu mayim rabim v'teshta eda uvi'irom. Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand and he smote the rack with his staff twice, and a lot of water came out, and the community and the flock drank. Rashi, fisha berishon ala hotziela tipin. Originally, the rack only gave out a few drops, because Hashem did not command to hit the rack, but rather to speak to the rack. And Aaron Moshe spoke to a different rack, and it did not extract water. Amru, they said, Shematzarach Lahakos. Maybe we have to hit like we did earlier on in the Torah. A different story. Shemarvi Kitsa Batsul, Parshas Bishalach. To hit the rack. Vinizdamin Bem Oso Sela. And then that rack that was supposed to, water was supposed to come out of it, came to them. Viko. And then they smote that rack. So Lich Ora. It doesn't make any sense. Originally they understood that you need to speak to the rack. Now, the speaking didn't work. Well, why did the speaking work? Because it was the wrong rack. It was a sala acher. It was a different rack. So why then did they go to the other rack and then hit that rack? In other words, they spoke to rack A and there was no water. Why do they speak to rack A? Because they assume that you have to speak to get water. They saw it didn't work. So they went to rack B and they hit the rack. Why are they hitting rack B? Manushach. If you require speech. So the reason speech didn't work was because it wasn't the right rack. Speak to a different rack. So then, what room is there to hit the second rack? Speak to the second rack. And if they understood that you have to hit the rack, and that's why their speech didn't work, then they should have hit the rack that they originally spoke to. Because the problem was is that they spoke and didn't hit. But what were they thinking when they were hitting a different rack? If the vort was the first time it didn't work because you should have hit, then hit the first rack. And if the vort is that you require hitting and not speaking, then why did you speak the first time? If the vort is that you need hitting and not speaking, so then you should have hit the first rack. So what did they assume the first time? That you need to speak. You spoke to the rack. It didn't help. Why are they going out to another rack and hitting that rack? If the vort is you need hitting, then hit the first one. And if the vort is that it's the wrong rack, then just like the first time you spoke to the rack, speak to the second rack. What's the vort of hitting the second rack? If the first one is the wrong rack, then just like you spoke to the first one, now speak to the second one. Oh, now I got the right one. And the first one was the wrong rack. First one was the right rack. So then hitting it doesn't, speaking to it doesn't work. So hit the first rack. And if it was the wrong rack, then why the second time are you hitting it? Speak to it like you did the first time. If the vortex is supposed to speak, speak. If it was the wrong rack, then just speak to the correct rack. This idea of hitting the second rack doesn't seem to make sense. Either stick with your mahalach of speaking to the rack like you did the first time, just it was the wrong rack. Or if you think you have to change now and hit, then hit the first rack. Why are you going on to a second rack? That's the difficulty. So what's the sinyan of hitting the second rack? And the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh was omen on this. Pasuk Ches. Kach samata b'hakal asei da'at ha'bron echichah v'dibratim al sela enem anas an meimah v'anas seis lan mayim an asela v'shkises kol ha'edah v'ez bi'irom. This is an earlier pasuk. Take your staff, gather the community, you, Aaron, your brother, and Aaron, your brother, and speak to the rack in front of their eyes, and it will give its water, and then you will take out water from the rack, and then you will make them to drink the entire community and their flock. The Ramban and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh already omed on the Tosefes, the addition, the end of the pasuk. And you will take out water from the rack. Wait a second. It already says earlier, V'nosan Meimav. So what's the V'nosan Meimav? V'hosei Selam Mayim in Hasela. You already said V'nosan Meimav. Why do you have to add V'hosei Selam Mayim in Hasela? Chor, it's the same thing. So why do we repeat the V'hosei Selam Mayim in Hasela? Ayin Sham, and the Ramban and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So maybe we can explain based on Rashi in Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, the Pasuk says, Ya'an lo emantin bi lahakdisheni le'enei b'nei Yisroel, l'chein lo saviu es ha'kohol hazeh el ha'oretz asher nasati lahem. Hashem says to Moshe, because you didn't believe in me to sanctify me to the eyes of the Jewish, in front of the eyes of the Jewish people, therefore you will not bring this community to the land that I gave them. Rashi explains, if you would have spoken to the rack, if you would have spoken to the rack and it would have, and water would have come out, then I would have been sanctified to the eyes of the community. And they would have said, just like this sela, ma sela ze, she'eno medabir ve'eno shomea ve'eno tzarech leparnose. If this rack, which doesn't speak and doesn't hear and doesn't need parnasa, doesn't need anything, it still listens to God, it's got no ulterior motives, but it still knows how to listen to God, certainly we should listen to God. So that would have been a much greater kiddush Hashem. But instead, you spoke to the rack and you did not. You hit the rack and you didn't speak to the rack, and therefore there was no Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem would have been, if the rack would have listened, people would have learned a Kal V'Chomer from the rack. And it would appear that the inyan of the Kiyum Dibul Shel Mokom Ha'idah Sela, this that the rack will follow the command of God, only has a place if the rack already has the quality of being able to give water. Rather, it is not the Tafkid of the, it has that quality, aval ein ze tafkido shel hasela. It's not its purpose, even though it has that quality, but it's not its tafkid to bring out water, and therefore it's not giving out its water. And by being commanded by Hashem, it's doing what it was commanded, even though that's not originally its tafkid. And it's doing it because the rack is bringing out the water because of the tzivui. And this is similar to what we find in the Gemara in Meseches Chulin on page 7a, Beginai Nahara. And the Ginai River, the Pinchas Ben Yair said, open your waters for me, split up. I'm going the commandment of Hashem. And then the river eventually split. Because the river has water, and its tafkid is to move the water downstream, and not to split. And through the tzivui of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, it was commanded to do with its water kafiyat tzivui velo kafitav kido bistam. It was commanded to do a court as ordered and not as its normal tafkid. See, so if the rock didn't have water, there is no commandment that's mechayev that obligates the rock, because it doesn't have water. How's it going to give water based on the commandment when it doesn't have water? Just through the fact that it already has water. How does it have water? From the first Hakka, from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, as we noted before in Parashas B'Shalach, Shmos chapter 17. The only problem is that after Miriam dies, it stopped, like Rashi writes in Pasuk Beis. So now it was told to Moshe that the essence of the rock has not been changed. Now, to a regular rock that has no shaychus to water, but rather it stopped giving water that it already has within it. And through that, on that was its tzivui to the Sela that it should continue giving its water because of its obligation to listen to the commandment of Hashem. And the Malbim has a similar idea. You can look in the Malbim. What we're saying is that the water has the tchuna of being able to give water. It just isn't its tafkid. It wasn't doing its, but when it is commanded to do so, it does so. After Miriam died, it stopped giving the water. And now it's being commanded once again to give the water because of the tzivui of Hashem. And this is Mefurash in Rashi in Tainus 9a, Dibor Maschul Be'erashel Miriam. Sela v'zavin mimenu mayim. V'hayim izgalgel v'holech im Yisrael. V'hu ha-sela shebo hika Moshe. Shelo hayarotze lohazil meimav b'shvilo. Lafisha meisa Miriam. The rack, and water flows from the rack, and it rolled along with Am Yisrael, and that is the rack that Moshe smote, Moshe hit, because it didn't want to bring out water, because Miriam had passed away. So you see Lahedja, that it had water, it just did not want to bring out its water, and the reason it didn't want to, Kaviyachol, is because that's not its tafkid. And that was the tzivui from the Borei Olam, that it should, yes, want to be motzi mayim, as we explained. It emerges according to this, that there were two wonders, two inyane plos in the Sela. Number one, that it had koach to bring out water. And number two, that it gave its water, it extracted water, even though that's not the tafkid of the rak. Like we said, after the Misa of Miriam, even though it had water, it did not bring out its water. And that's what would appear as what it says in Tehillim, in chapter 114, in verse 8, Ha'ofchi, Pasuk ma'od yadua, Ha'ofchi atzur agam mayim, chalamish lamayno mayim. Ve'aramban hevi et ha'pasuk le'inyan ha'mayim, שמן הסלע, והיינו, שיש כאן שני ניסים שנעשו בכוח השם. We have two nisim in this pasuk. Number one, ההופכי, you transform, הצור, the rock, אגם מים, to be a pond of water, because a rock is not water filled with water. Rocks don't have water. And nevertheless, the rock was transformed into an אגם מים, ההופכי, הצור, אגם מים. אבל, this doesn't necessitate that water is going to come out, because it's an agam, it's like a lake, that the water is contained within the lake, but it's not bringing out water. It's not motzi me'mav achutza. ועל זה כתוב דבר נוסף, חלמיש למעיינו מים. כמה פסוק עכשיו מצטלצל. The pasuk is just singing in our ears. First, you transformed it into a lake of water, and then chalamish. Chalamish is strength, power, kashyus, choizek. Because even though it has water, since the rak is so strong, the water remains within the rak. And on this, it says in the pasuk that Hashem did something additional. Chalamish, this rak lema'ayano mayim, is being transformed into a well of water. It is springing forth. So these are the two chidushim of the rak. Of chiyat zor gamayim, that it had water all, and then chalamish, even though it was so strong, lema'ayano mayim, it became a spring of water. Awesome. We can see this from the very fact that we see that the first time in Beshalach that we were supposed to hit the rak, and only here the commandment was to speak to the rak. Ve'im al yedei dibur yesh lahakdisheni she'en al yedei haka'a. Through the dibur you are supposed to sanctify Hashem, and not through haka'a. The Kiddush Hashem would have been accomplished by a dibur. The Kiddush Hashem would have been accomplished al yedei dibur, and not al yedei haka, like Rashi says, and that's why they were punished. So why then the first time was the miracle not done? Al yedei dibur. And that way there'll be much more of a Kiddush Hashem. Like it was commanded the second time. So based on what we said, the first time what was necessary was turning the tzur into an agam mayim. So there's no tzivui here. Rather, there was a special koach given to Moshe to transform the sela into an agam mayim. And that is part of the powers Moshe had in performing miracles in Mitzrayim al yedei hamate. And the same thing here, that was the same asiya begeder zeh al yedei hamate. It was another os, it was another mofes. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make an agamayim. So the first time we were in the world of miracles, of the magical mystery, miracle mania of Moshe Rabbeinu. I just wanted to use alliteration. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make all these great miracles. So one of the miracles was taking a rock and making it that the rock should have water in the first place, and then that water should flow. And what we're lacking now, so therefore that's done with the mata, that's done with hitting. But the second time, hitting wasn't necessary, because now it's a different mahalach. Now we have to learn from the tzivui. The agamayim was there, it still had water in it, it just wasn't flowing. So now it has to flow based on the tzivui. This isn't in the parish of miracles. This is in the parasha of listening to the word of God and thereby making a Kiddush Hashem. Thereby making a Kiddush Hashem. So, that's why the first time was hitting, because that's the miracle with the staff. Moshe Rabbeinu did his miracles with the staff. That was one of the miracles. And now this time, it's not about making a miracle with the staff. Now it's about listening to the commandment. It's following the commandment of Hashem. And the rock still had water. It just wasn't flowing the water anymore. So now the rock has to listen, bring out the water that it already has, So for that, dibur is necessary, because then the Jews will learn the Kal Vachomer, and they too will also follow the commandments of Hashem. So that is stage one of our journey. Of course, we still have atzach vasuredin. We still have a lot more to explain. But my policy is tafasta meruba, lo tafasta, tafasta muat, tafasta tzibisl tzibislich. But in the meantime, we have a beginning of a mahalach here to understand this amazing parsha. And hopefully we will continue and see further niflos mitayras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Bli neder, we shall continue. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.